Psalm 7. Lord my God, I trust in you for protection. Save me and rescue me from those who are chasing me. Otherwise, like a lion, they will tear me apart. They will rip me to pieces, and no one can save me. Lord my God, what have I done? Have my hands done something wrong? Have I done wrong to my friend or stolen without reason from my enemy? If I have, let my enemy chase me and capture me. Let him trample me into the dust and bury me in the ground. Lord, rise up in your anger. Stand up against my enemy's anger. Get up and demand fairness. Gather the nations around you and rule them from above. Lord, judge the people. Lord, defend me because I am right, because I have done no wrong, God Most High. God, you do what is right. You know our thoughts and feelings. Stop those wicked actions done by evil people and help those who do what is right. God protects me like a shield. He saves those whose hearts are right. God judges by what is right, and God is always ready to punish the wicked. If they do not change their lives, God will sharpen his sword. He will string his bow and take aim. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He has made his flaming arrows. There are people who think up evil and plan trouble and tell lies. They dig a hole to trap others, but they will fall into it themselves. They will get themselves into trouble. The violence they cause will hurt only themselves. I praise the Lord because he does what is right. I sing praises to the Lord Most High. Genesis chapter 13. So Abram, his wife, and Lot left Egypt, taking everything they owned, and traveled to southern Canaan. Abram was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. He left southern Canaan and went back to Bethel, where he had camped before, between Bethel and Ai, and where he had built an altar. So he worshipped the Lord there. During this time, Lot was traveling with Abram, and Lot also had flocks, herds, and tents. Abram and Lot had so many animals that the land could not support both of them together. So Abram's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen began to argue. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were living in the land at this time. Abram said to Lot, "There should be no arguing between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, because we are brothers. We should separate. The whole land is there in front of you. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked all around and saw the whole Jordan Valley, and that there was much water there. It was like the Lord's garden, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose to move east and live in the Jordan Valley. In this way, Abram and Lot separated. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, but Lot lived among the cities in the Jordan Valley, very near to Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were very evil and were always sinning against the Lord. After Lot left, the Lord said to Abram, "Look all around you, to the north and south and east and west. All this land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as many as the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust on the earth, he could count your people. Get up, walk through all this land, because I am now giving it to you." So Abram moved his tents and went to live near the great trees of Mamre at the city of Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. Genesis chapter 14. Now Amraphel was king of Babylonia. Arioch was king of Elasar. Chedorlaomer was king of Elam, and Tidal was king of Goam. All these kings went to war against several other kings: Bera, king of Sodom; Bersha, king of Gomorrah; Shinab, king of Admah; Shimaber, king of Zeboiim; and the king of Bela. Bela is also called Zoar. All kings who were attacked united their armies in the valley of Siddim, now the Dead Sea. They have served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, but in the 13th year they all turned against him. Then in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings with him came and defeated the Rephites and Ashtaroth Karnaim, the Zuzites in Ham, and the Emites in Sheva Kiriathaim. They also defeated the Horites in the mountains of Edom to El Paran near the desert. Then they turned back and went to En Mishpat, that is Kadesh. They defeated all the Amalekites as well as the Amorites who lived in Hazazon Tamar. At that time, the kings of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Bela went out to fight in the valley of Siddim. Bela is called Zoar. They fought against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goam, Amraphel, king of Babylonia, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings fighting against five. There were many tar pits in the valley of Siddim. When the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and their armies ran away, some of the soldiers fell into the tar pits, but the others ran away to the mountains. Now Chedorlaomer and his armies took everything the people of Sodom and Gomorrah owned, including their food. They took Lot, Abram's nephew, who was living in Sodom, and everything he owned. Then they left. One of the men who was not captured went to Abram the Hebrew and told him what had happened. At that time, Abram was camped near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite. Mamre was a brother of Eshcol and Aner, and they had all made an agreement to help Abram. When Abram learned that Lot had been captured, he called out his 318 trained men who had been born in his camp. He led the men and chased the enemy all the way to the town of Dan. That night he divided his men into groups, and they made a surprise attack against the enemy. They chased them all the way to Hobah, north of Damascus. Then Abram brought back everything the enemy had stolen, the women and the other people and Lot, and everything Lot owned. After defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, Abram went home. As he was returning, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Sheva, now called King's Valley. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest for God Most High and blessed Abram, saying, "Abram, may you be blessed by God Most High, the God who made heaven and earth. And we praise God Most High, who has helped you to defeat your enemies." Then Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything he had brought back from the battle. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "You may keep all these things for yourself, just give me my people who were captured." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I made a promise to the Lord, the God Most High, who made heaven and earth. I promise that I will not keep anything that is yours. I will not keep even a thread or a sandal strap, so that you cannot say, 'I made Abram rich.' I will keep nothing but the food my young men have eaten. But give Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre their share of what we won, because they went with me into battle."
Chapter 6.
Be careful not to do your good works in public in order to attract attention. If you do, your Father in heaven will not reward you. So when you give to the poor, don't announce it with trumpet fanfare. This is what hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets in order to be praised by people. I can guarantee this truth. That will be their only reward. When you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your contributions privately. Your Father sees what you do in private. He will reward you. When you pray, don't be like hypocrites. They like to stand in synagogues and on street corners to pray so that everyone can see them. I can guarantee this truth. That will be their only reward. When you pray, go to your room and close the door. Pray privately to your Father who is with you. Your Father sees what you do in private. He will reward you. When you pray, don't ramble like heathens who think they'll be heard if they talk a lot. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, let your name be kept holy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us our daily bread today. Forgive us as we forgive others. Don't allow us to be tempted. Instead, rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive the failures of others, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your failures. When you fast, stop looking sad like hypocrites. They put on sad faces to make it obvious that they're fasting. I can guarantee this truth. That will be their only reward. When you fast, wash your face and comb your hair. Then your fasting won't be obvious. Instead, it will be obvious to your Father, who is with you in private. Your Father sees what you do in private. He will reward you. Stop storing up treasures for yourselves on earth, where moths and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. Instead, store up treasures for yourselves in heaven, where moths and rust don't destroy and thieves don't break in and steal. Your heart will be where your treasure is. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is unclouded, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how dark will it be? No one can serve two masters. He will hate the first master and love the second, or he will be devoted to the first and despise the second. You cannot serve God and wealth. So I tell you to stop worrying about what you will eat, drink, or wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds. They don't plant, harvest, or gather the harvest into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add a single hour to your life by worrying? And why worry about clothes? Notice how the flowers grow in the field. They never work or spin yarn for clothes. But I say that not even Solomon in all his majesty was dressed like one of these flowers. That's the way God clothes the grass in the field. Today it's alive, and tomorrow it's thrown into an incinerator. So how much more will he clothe you people who have so little faith? Don't ever worry and say, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what are we going to wear? Everyone is concerned about these things, and your heavenly Father certainly knows you need all of them. But first, be concerned about his kingdom and what has his approval. Then all these things will be provided for you. So don't ever worry about tomorrow. After all, tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.